From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. Eric Greitens has won an expensive Republican primary for Missouri governor. He defeated John Bruner, Peter Kinder, and Catherine Hanaway by a decisive margin, and with the win, he'll square off against Democratic Attorney General Chris Koster in November. Most observers expect the Koster-Greitens matchup to be the most expensive and contentious race in Missouri history. Greitens says he's ready for the challenge.
Chris Koster and other career politicians have constricted people's sense for what is possible. And what's so fantastic, what you see here tonight, is all of these people around Missouri who are standing up, who want better for themselves and better for their families.
National groups are expected to pour millions of dollars in the Missouri governor's race later this year. Columbia voters passed Proposition 1 in yesterday's election. The proposition increases taxes from 4% to 5% at hotels and motels, and the money would be used to make improvements at Columbia Regional Airport, including building a new terminal. In the hotly contested attorney general's race, political novice Josh Hawley toppled Missouri State Senator Kurt Schaefer. In the run-up to Tuesday, Schaefer and Hawley had slammed each other with attack ads in a race that also included lawsuits and ethics complaints. And former state lawmaker Judy Baker won the Democratic primary for state treasurer. She advances to face Republican Senator Eric Schmidt and Libertarian Sean O'Toole in the November 8th election. Democrat Chris Koster easily won his party's nomination in the race for Missouri governor Tuesday night, and as KCUR's Alex Smith reports, he sought to define the upcoming race against his Republican opponent.
Koster described himself as fiscally conservative and socially tolerant in a speech in Midtown Kansas City. He drew parallels between the ads of his opponent Eric Greitens and the rhetoric of presidential candidate Donald Trump.
For months, we have watched this unfold. The most disturbing political campaign in the last 50 years. Candidates shooting machine guns and doing sit-ups for the cameras. Candidates mocking the disabled and even questioning the grief of a Gold Star mother.
Koster said he was committed to protecting what he called the diverse tapestry of Missouri. He also voiced opposition to right-to-work laws and abortion restrictions, as well as support for education and infrastructure spending. Alex Smith, KCUR News.
U.S. Senator Roy Blunt and Secretary of State Jason Kander have essentially been running against each other from the start of the Senate campaign. But now, it's official. Blunt and Kander handedly won their respective parties' primaries, as each faced three little-known challengers. The NCAA says it has accepted Missouri's self-imposed sanctions over infractions involving its men's basketball program, but has tacked on a year of probation through August of next year. Missouri has admitted NCAA violations dating to 2011 and announced in January that it was voluntarily vacating its 23 wins from the 2013-2014 season. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News.